Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Tezvava Mebeis. We're holding on Tezvava Min Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Maisib Ba'achar She'erechiv Al-Sos B'Shabbos. This is after Acher went off the Derech. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and he was saying over different Torah to himself, V'yirameir Malich Acharav Lumu Torah Mipiv, and Rameir was following him, walking obviously, it was Shabbos, he wasn't riding on a horse, but he was following Acher to listen to the Torah that was coming out of his mouth. And Amar Loi Meir, and at some point Acher says to Rameir, and he says, Meir, Chazur L'Acharecha, you should turn back, Shekvar She'arti Bikfi Susi, Ad Kan Chum Shabbos, I was ready Meshayer, that this is ready the Tchum. So Amar Loi, so Rameir says back, I should be Chazur, I should go back, Afvata Chazur B'cha, you should be Chazur, you should do Tshuva. So Amar Lei, so Acher says back, well, Kvar Marti Lecha, I already told you, Kvar Shemati Mechori Apargod, that I heard from behind the Pargod, Shuvu Banu Shayvavim, that all your rebellious sons, you should do Tshuva, Chutz Me Acher, except for Acher, it's too late for me, I can't do Tshuva. Lamaisa Takvin Aila Bei Medrasha, he grabbed him and he brought Acher to the base Medrash, and Amar Lei Linuka, and he says to a child, Psaikli Psukach, tell me what Pasuk you're learning. Amar Lei, in Shalom, Amar Hashem L'Rishayim. That is no Shalom to Rishayim. Aila Bei Kanishta Achrit, he takes him to another shul, Amar Lei Linuka, Psaikli Psukach, Amar Lei, the child says, Kirtach Hapsini Banesa, Vetarbilach Bairis, Nichtam Avenich Lefanai, no matter how much detergent you use, your sin will always be a stain in front of me. Aila Bei Kanishta Achriti brings him to another shul, Amar Lei Linuka, Psaikli Psukach, and he says, to him, Amar Lei, Va'at, Shadud Ma'atasi, Ki Telbishi Shani, even if you put on scarlet, Ki Tadi Adizav, you put on these different golden garments, Ki Tikri Bufu Chainayich, you put on some eye makeup, La Shav Tisyapi Vigoymer, you're putting, you're beautifying yourself in vain. Aila Bekanishta Achriti brings him to another shul. Ad Aila Tresa Bekanishta brings him in total to 13 shuls, and Kulu Paskulik Yagavna, each one of them said that the pasuk they were up to was a similar type of pasuk about the Gnus of Rishayim. Labasra Amar Lei to the final one, to the 13th one, he says, and Amar Lei, the child says, he's up to a pasuk that says, L'Rasha Amar Lekim Malacha L'Saper Chukai. Hashem says to the Rasha that you should just stop learning while you sing over my laws. And Ahu Yenukav Megamgim Belishne, he had a little bit of a lisp. And Ishtama command Amar Ulalisha Amar Lekim. Instead of saying L'Rasha Amar Lekim, it sounded like he was saying Ulalisha Amar Lekim. So he could Amri, two different versions as to what happened. Some say Sakina Hava Bahadeh, that Acher had a knife with him, Vikari, and he ripped up the child, the Shadri. And sent his pieces to 13 different shuls. We could Amri, some have a different version, that Amr Ihavi Biadi Sakina Hava Karinale, Chakaranale, that if I had a knife, I would have ripped him up into 13 pieces. Either way, difficult to understand. Kinach Nafshi, the Acher, when Acher was Nifter, so Amri, they said in Shemayim, that Loimidan Ladayane, Vleila Amidasi Lese. We can't judge him in Gehenim, and we also can't bring him to Elam Haba. Loimidan Ladayane, we can't bring him to Gehenim, Mishum to Asik Vareisa, because in Lamaisa, he learned a lot of Torah. Vleila Amidasi, they say, we also can't bring him to Elam Habo, Mishum Dechatam, because of Ma'isa he sinned. So Amar Ameir, when Ameir found out what was happening in Shemayim, so he said, Mutav Diladaini Velesi Lamadase, better that he goes and goes to Gehenim, and then he'll be able to go to Elam Habo. And Rameir said that Masay Amma is the Ella Asham Mikivrei. When is it going to be that I'm going to die? And I'm going to enforce my argument, and he's going to be able to go to Gehenim. Kinach Nafshin, Rameir, Sal Kutra Mikivrei to Acher, and Taka, when Rameir died, so smoke started coming out of the kever of Acher as a symbol that he was in Gehenim. And Amr Rabbi Yechnan said, he commented on this, that Gevurta Lamikle Rabbi, is that so impressive that a man could just burn his Rabbi? Chad Hava Benanavoy Matin Latzluye, there's no one amongst us that's able to save Acher the Gamre. He knocked it beyond. If I grabbed him by the hand and pulled him out of Gehenna, man, marmi le man, who's going to do anything to me? Who's going to stop me? Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, "Masay amos v'chad be'osher mikivrei. When am I going to die? And the smoke is going to stop coming out of the kever of Acher. Taka ki noch nafshi de Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Yechanan died, pasa kutra mikivrei de Acher. So the smoke stopped coming out of the kever of Acher. And by Levaya, pasa kalei husafdana. The professional maspid starts. He said over at the Levaya that afilu shaymer pesach le amad lefanecha Rabbeinu. And he said over speaking to the May, speaking to Rabbi Yechanan, that even the Shemar HaPesach, even the security guard of Gehenim, wasn't able to stand in front of you, Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara Veiter, that Bita Shel Acher Asa Lekami the Rebbe. Once the daughter of Acher, he came to Rebbe. Rebbe was, well, besides being wealthy in Torah, was also wealthy financially. And the daughter came for financial help. Amar Lei, Rebbe Parnaseni, please help me with money. So Amar Lei says to her, who are you? Bas Miat, who's your father? So Amar Lei, she says to him, Bita Shel Acher Ani. My father is Acher, is Elisha ben Avuya. So Amar Lei says to her, how's that possible? Adayin Yesh Mizaru Ba'olam. He still has children in this world. But it says about Rishom, he's not going to have any descendants. How could it be that you're walking around this world? So she says to him, why don't you remember his Torah? Don't just focus on his bad deeds. Immediately, as if to punish Rebbe, Yard Eish, a fire came from Shemayim, and it singed the bench of Rebbe that he was sitting on. And Bacha, Rebbe started to cry. Rebbe said, if you see that to someone who's miskan, who's mevaza the Torah, is mevaza Kadosh Baruch Hu acher, and yet this is the way Hashem defends him, so l'mishtabchim b'alachas kama v'kama, surely someone who praises Hashem, he's zeichet to tremendous things. Rameir hechi gamar Torah mipumei d'acher. We mentioned that Rameir was following acher, learning Torah from him. How is that allowed? V'hamar Rabba Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yechna, my dechziv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Yisif sekoin yishim rudas, v'tayri yivakshu mipiu, you shall learn from him, ki malach Hashem tzavakesu, because he's a malach Hashem. He darshins from there that one should you learn from a Rebbe only im doima rav l'malach Hashem tzavakei zivak shu tayir mipiu. If he's doima ta malach, if he has good ma'isim, so then you should learn from him. V'mlav al yivak shu tayir mipiu. And if not, you're not supposed to learn from him. So how was Rameir able to learn from Acher? Samrei Shlakish. Shlakish explained that Rameir kra ashkach v'darash. Rameir from the different pasuk to the contrary. The pasuk says had oznecho shma divrei chachamim. You should listen to divrei chachamim. V'libcha tashis l'da'ati, and you should place your heart to me. L'da'i tamlo ne'amar. It should say to them. It doesn't say to them, l'dayatam, el'dayati. Clearly because they have bad nisim, and afal pikin, the pasuk saying that you can learn from them. And Rav Chanina amar mehacha, a similar drasha, that shimi bas ri, v'hid aznecha, v'shikhi amech, v'beis avich, that you should learn their Torah, but then also forget, meaning forget their nisim. Kasha korei hadadi, so then there's a steer between these pasukim and the pasuk we had before, of the malach shem tzavakais. There it says, you're not supposed to learn from a Rebbe unless he's daim l'malach, and here it says you are supposed to. So kasha korei hadadi, it's a steer between the pasukim. It says, the gemara like kasha, begadol abekatan. Someone who's a gadol, who's capable of learning from a Rebbe and not learning from his maisim like a mayor, so then he's able to do that. But otherwise, that's when Yivak Shetayim Rapi was only by Daim L'Malach Hashem Tzavakos, and it's only if he's Daim L'Malach Hashem, that's when you're supposed to learn from him. Says the Gemara that Yasser Avdimi Amar and Amri bin Marava, they say in Eretz Yisrael a mashal that Rameir achol tachlo ushad yeshichel lebara. The Rameir, he ate the date and he threw the pit away, meaning he only ate the eichel and he threw away the psilas. Darsh Rava Darshan, my dechziv, the meaning of the pasuk alginas egois yeradeti lireis baabi anachal. The pasuk is referring to Talmid Chachamim and it calls them alginas egois, the garden of the egoism of the nuts. Talmid Chachamim are compared to nuts. Laman dimshul Talmid Chachamim egois. Why are Talmid Chachamim compared to nuts? Laimel have to teach you that ma egoizen afapishem luchuk batidu batzaya imasha bateichay nemas. A nut, it has this hard shell around it, so even if it gets filthy, lamaisa, the fruit inside, the nut inside, doesn't get dirty at all. Aftamud chacham afapisha sarach in tayrasay nemasas, the tayra that's inside, the tayra that's inside of him, that doesn't get affected even if he does bad maisim. Ashkhe Rabbi Barashila Leo, Gemara says over that Rabbi Barashila once found a Leo in Amarle and he said to Leo, my ka'avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Hashem doing right now? So Amarle, so Leo said, Kamar Shmeitzim Mipumayu Dekulu Rabbanan, he's saying over memories from all the different Tanayim, and we put me the Rameir Lekamar, and he's not quoting Rameir. So Amarle Amai, so he said, why isn't he quoting Rameir? So Leo explained, Bishop Dekulu Gamar Shmeitzim Mipumayu Dekulu, because he learned from Acher. So Amarle, so Rabbi Barashila says, so what, Amai? Rameir Rimayin Matzah Taychei Achon Klipas Leza. He says, a mashal, what's the big deal? Rameir only ate the eichel. He found the pomegranate, he ate the fruit, and he threw away the pit, the shell. He threw away the klipa, the peel. So what's the problem? So Amar lay, so Eliyahu said, Inachanami, now that you just offended him, hashtuk Amar, now Hashem is saying like this. Now he's quoting Rameir, and he's saying over a member from Rameir. The Meir ben Yomer, my son Meir, says, Bezman sha'adam mitzar, when a person's bitzar, when he's being hung, and he, so even though he did a chet that's deserving of being killed, and he's being hung, shechina malash and Meir, what does the Shekhinah say? Kaleini Mireishi, Kalani Mirazroi, wow, my head hurts, my arm hurts, Kaviyacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in pain together with the Rasha. Semkacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar, Al Daman Shal Rishon, if you see that Hashem is in pain on the dam of Rishon, Kavachayim Radam Shal Tzadikim Shal Nishpach, all the more so when there's a dam of a Tzadik that's Nishpach. Says the Gemara that Ashka Shmuel Rav Yehuda the Tali Bever the Dasha Vikabachi. Shmuel once saw his Talmud Rav Yehuda that he was standing by the door and he was crying. So Amar Lei says to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, my Kabachis, why are you crying? So Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda says, Mizotra Magdechsibub Rabbanon, is it so little what it says about the Rabbanon? He calls them tremendous titles, Ayisaifer, Ayishaikal, Ayisaifer, Smigdalim. He calls them a Saifer, a Shaikal, Saifer, Smigdalim. What do these titles mean? Ayisaifer, what's a Saifer? Shayusaifer, Kol Aisha Shabbatayra. They were such Bikim in the Torah, they knew how to count all the letters. They knew how to don everything, what's kal, what's chamer, and to make kal v'chomers. They were able to teach 300 halachas in the complicated halacha and hilchos oilos of a migdal, of a closet that's flying through the air. Ravami said that there were 300 shailas that Daig and Achitofel cleared in this complicated halacha of migdal parech ba'avir. And yet, what does it say about Daig v'Achitofel? We learned in the Mishnah that shloisha malachim v'arba hadyotis ain lam chedek olam haba, that they lost it all. They did chataim and they lost all their olam haba. And amongst that list is Daig and Achitofel. So you see that even though they knew so much Torah, l'maisa they sinned and it didn't, their Torah didn't protect them. So anan matehealon. So what's going to be with us? How's our Torah going to protect us? So Amar Lei Shinina, Shmuel says back to Rav Yehuda Shinina, Tina Haisa Belibab, that no, they always had some sort of apikorsis already in their hearts, but if you're going in purely, so then you don't have to be worried, your Torah will protect you. Says the Gemara, Acher, Mai, what was Acher's story? What was the Tina that was Belibab? What happened? Says the Gemara, that Zemer Yevani lay pasig mipume, that he never stopped having singing Greek music, which has some sort of apikorsis in it. That's what the Marshal learns, that it has apikorsis in it. And Amro Laval Acher, they said about Acher, and he also used to read books that had minas in it, and he would hide it. And Bishashi Aimi Bebes Medrash, and he would get up from the Bebes Medrash, so he forgot that he had them, that he was sneaking them on his lap. And Harbe Sifre Minin Naishim Michaiko, he would get up, and many Sifre Minin would fall off of his lap. Says the Gemara, Shal Nimas Agardias Rameir, Nimas Agardias Rameir, Kol Amar Denachas Liyayr Salak, but we know it's a fact of life that if you put wool, you put it into the container of dye, you take it out, it comes out dye, so to a person, and when he goes into the base madras, when he goes to his Rebbe and he learns Torah, so it should be able to affect him, it should be able to to dye him and to change him. So how is it possible that these people, that they weren't, that their Torah didn't protect them? So Amar Leis Rameir explained, you're right, but only somewhat. Kol Man Davanaki Agavi Mesal, when you have wool that's clean from its mother, it's pure white, so then yeah, the put it in, you put it into the dye and it comes out nicely dyed. But called the layava naki agav ime loy salak, but if it's not pure and white, so then it doesn't come out nicely dyed either. And it's the same thing in Torah. If a person didn't have Yerushalayim from the beginning, so then the Torah is not going to affect him in the same way. Rabbi Kiva Allah b'shalom the Arab b'shalom, the fourth and final person that was Allah l'pard, that was nichnasu l'pardes amongst the four that were nichnasu l'pardes, was Rabbi Akiva, who was Allah b'shalom the Arab b'shalom. Everything was fine. And says the Gemara that Va'afar B'Akiva Bikshu Malachi Asharis Adachva. Even by Rabbi Akiva, the Malachim really wanted to hurt him as well. However, Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Enichu Lazaken Zeh Sharuay Leishdamish Bechvaydi." That you should leave over this Zaken, referring to Rabbi Akiva, because he's Roy to come here and to be Mishdamish with my Kavay. Says the Gemara, "My Darash, what did Rabbi Akiva Darshan?" Meaning, there's obviously places up there that a person is not supposed to look. So, what did Rabbi Akiva Darshan? How did he know not to look there? That the Shechina was there and not to look? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Eichlon. He dashed in the pasuk, "Meirufus Kaidash," that Isu Beravavei Shalai. It's a sign that the Shechina is there when you see the 10,000s. That's when you know not to look there. That's where the Shechina is. Beravavei Amar, a similar drasha, Dugam Beravavo, that Dugmu Beravavei Shalai. He's a sample in this 10,000. Veishlankesh Amar, Hashem Tzavakei Shemai, Adon Hu Betzava Shalai. He's an Adon in his army. So when you see the Tzava, that's when you know not to look. Berbechir Bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yechnan, Loi Beruach Hashem. You see a wind. Hashem's not in the wind. Acha Ruach Rash. Then there's a storm. Loi Berash Hashem. It's not where Hashem is. Va'acha Rash Eish, then you see a fire. Loi be'ish Hashem. Hashem's not there. Va'acher Eish called the Mamadaka Vine Hashem Aiver. And then there's a very low sound, and that's where Hashem is. So Rekiva Darshan this pasuk, and that's when he knew not to look.